welcome to a new episode of The Brand Called You. I am Arani, and I am with the founder of The Guardian Pharmacy and Equation Coaching, Ashutosh Garg. And today, we are talking about franchising. Hello, sir.
Hi, Arani.
So, my first question is, what is franchising?
Franchising is a means of being able to expand your business, your services, anything that you have been able to develop with your expertise to a much larger geography and to a much larger community by getting like-minded people who will be able to respect whatever you have created and take it to a larger audience. Mm-hmm. At the same time, while protecting your own creation, your own intellectual property, you are also going to be able to earn more money because you are able to take your idea to a much larger community, which you cannot do on your own.
So this is the first time even I am learning about franchising. Mind you, I have no idea about what franchising is. Two thoughts come to my mind. Firstly, it sounds like a way to scale up your business very quickly across vast geographies.
Correct.
That is one. And the second is fear of losing control. So the first question is, when do you know it's time to give up a little bit of control? And how do you know it's the time to let your products or service into a franchising model?
So I think the time to start thinking of franchising is when you have got an incredibly successful model. Let's look at a restaurant, for example. I mean, you know, you've got a restaurant which is doing exceptionally well. Great food, a lot of customers, you're making a lot of money. All your systems and processes are standardized. Your training has been done well. Your menus are standard. Your procurement systems are standard. Right. And then you say that I want to be able to, so let's say my first restaurant is in Gurgaon. I open my second one in Delhi because, you know, we are next to one another as two cities, unable to manage them. And then I get a request from somebody to say, how do I manage to open up a restaurant in Bangalore? Mm. Now, I don't have the capability, nor do I have the money to be able to fly down to Bangalore every week to run my restaurant. But I like the idea of opening a third restaurant. So I now start to think of what will go into opening that restaurant. So I have to first find a partner who's willing to, who believes in the same concept that I do. And then I have to train that partner into saying that, okay, these are the ingredients that go into it. This is the quality of the ingredients. This is the training of the people. These are the kind of chefs you need. This is the kind of menu that you need. This is the kind of an ambience you have to create, and so on and so forth, so that you know exactly what is involved in setting up a restaurant in Bangalore. Once you have all that put into place, then you talk to the person and say that, you know, I can offer you all this, but I don't have the money to invest. So you have to put the money to invest. So it is your money to open your restaurant as per my standards. And the fact that I am giving you all the ingredients of running a successful restaurant, even though you are going to invest and you're going to run it, it is going to be my brand, and therefore I will take a royalty. And the royalty could be, you know, 3% royalty or a 5% royalty or whatever, 10% royalty, whatever you negotiate. So that is the whole, once you are ready with all these ingredients, is the time when you're going to start thinking of franchise, not before.
Okay, that makes sense. The second doubt that I had was, does franchising mean giving up control? And if yes, how much control?
Absolutely. Well, a very good question. So if my own offering does not have an entry barrier, which means that if I'm a trader, or I'm just buying goods and selling it to someone else, and then I say that, you know, Arani, why don't you open a similar business like me? Very soon you will realize that, hey, listen, I'm not getting anything extra, right? And you will start to do things on your own, and that is where I will start to lose control. But if I am the designer of some garments, and those garments are very, very successful in my geography, and then you want to market my garments in your city, then a franchise works well, because as the brand owner and as the owner of the designs, I'm able to give them to you. You are completely dependent on me for the designs. In which case, there is no way that I will be able to lose control, because I am able to hold on to the intellectual property myself. Okay. So if there is a very fine difference between what can happen and what cannot happen. Classical example is of a major American food chain which went into Japan. And Japan, the brand became so large that they started changing the menus, they started changing the way the name, the brand is pronounced, and that particular company had lost all control over their brand. Same thing, you look at a pizza chain in the US, which gave a franchise to someone, to a person in India, and within a very short period of time, the value of the Indian franchise became larger than the American parent. Now, when these things happen, obviously someone sitting in the corporate office of the franchise owner is not doing their job well, or you have a weak franchise, or your own market is so small or weak that the franchisor's market becomes very large. So it's only in those areas that the franchisee can lose control to the franchisor can lose control to the franchisee.
So does it mean that you have to make your brands very strong before you actually get into the franchising model?
Absolutely. Your brand has to be strong, and your brand can only be strong if your offering is strong.
Right.
So if whether you're a designer or you're a restaurant person, or whether you're giving any other kind of service, you have to have the ability to be able to say that if I pull out my support that I am giving as the franchisor to the franchisee, the business of the franchisee would come to a halt.
Okay. So I will bring the conversation back to a layman like me. Now, how different is it to run a company-owned store and a franchisee store? So what are the basic differences?
So the differences are very simple. Okay. From a positive perspective, a company-owned store gives you 100% control as the owner of the brand. But the negatives are that, one, it is in a different location, which could be 1,000, 2,000 kilometers away from where you are. Company-owned store also needs a large amount of capital investment. So therefore, if you have a shortage of cash, which most businesses, certainly young businesses wanting to grow, have, then you don't have the ability to expand as fast on your own. Number three, company-owned stores will invariably have company employees. And the larger the number of company employees, the larger your head office team becomes. Because to be able to manage, a few hundred or few thousand employees gets more and more challenging. I mean, the more number of people, the greater the challenges on its own. So most generally what is seen is that unless you have unlimited capital, you will create your brand in the place that you are living in your own geography. And then if you are really keen to expand, you will start to look for franchisees who will, at the very least, have the same value systems as you do as the owner of the brand.
So what are the steps one must take to protect the brand value?
So the first and most important is a very strong franchise agreement. Okay. That is the first thing that you will always sign before you give away your franchise. And that must, there are plenty of options and agreements and drafts available in the world. Because franchising is not something new. Right. I mean, it's been followed certainly in the US for the last 100 odd years. So the documentation, the agreements have to be very, very firm from a legal perspective. The second thing is that you must have people on as a part of your team who are constantly monitoring the performance of the franchisee. If that means that the franchisee is beginning to step out of line or is not delivering on their commitments or is violating any of the conditions of the franchise agreement, then it is important to be able to tell that individual that, hey, listen, you're out of line, let's get back on track. And if it is repeated often enough, then maybe it would mean termination of the franchise. Okay. So you have worked very hard to build your brand, and you cannot let anybody else dilute it, because you know you would just want to be greedy and want to expand your brand. If you're not ready with all the different ingredients required to be able to run a successful franchise, my recommendation to people always is don't franchise, because it's the quickest way to destroy whatever you have created, and before you know it, in your desire to expand to other geographies, you may find that your own business has been destroyed completely.
So as a franchisor, is your franchisee's success your responsibility?
Absolutely. It is your responsibility, because you are asking the franchisee to put up their money, to give their time, and to be able to say that you are selecting me as a brand because I am a successful brand. If the franchisee starts to see that they are not making money, or that the business model is not robust enough, or that incorrect promises have been made to them, you are certainly heading down the path of a collision with the franchisee, which could lead to legal battles. And in the interest of long-term growth, and the moment you start to expand into multiple geographies where you will have several franchisees, it is absolutely critical for you to make sure that all franchisees make money. Because if they don't make money, if they are not successful, that's the end of your own business model.
Right. Thank you so much, sir, for your deep insight. Hope you learned a lot. And stay tuned. Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Brand Called You podcast. Be sure to visit tbcy.in to join the conversation, access show notes, and discover fantastic bonus content. You can follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Simply search for the Brand Called You. Thank you, and see you next week.